Giuseppe Pennone was born in 1947 in Garesio, Italy. He lives and works in Turin. Giuseppe Pennone is considered to be one of the exceptional artists of the so-called arte povera. His art normally develops within nature or with it. It documents a poetic perception and a direct bodily encounter with nature. This poetic exploration of natural things does not take place from the outside. It is rather the own body which experiences itself as a part of the whole, of nature in its entirety. With his work in the Neanderthal, Giuseppe Pennone, in a very perceptive way, touches the central idea of the project, man's traces. In parallel to his sculpturing, Giuseppe Pennone also works with words and texts. The superimposition of steps produces a path. The path follows the man. It is the duration between the passage of the man and the moment in which the effect of his passing is lost. The path is the memory of the sculpture, but memory, tradition, which reconverts the event from generation to generation, and dexterity, are often poor sources of inspiration. The path which loses itself in the scrub, one which draws its branches across behind the traveller as he passes, without telling us if he is the first to trace it, or the last of those to follow, is a good one. The lost path is the one to follow. The aim being to lose the path so as to find and follow it once again. To do this, one must safeguard the wild heathlands, the scrub, the undergrowth, the mist. The brightness of a well-marked path is sterile. To find the path, follow it, test it, and discard the blackberry bushes is sculpture. The scented scrub which draws closer on the slope, the tickling sensation on the soles of the feet caused by the tentacular progress of the underground roots, the hands filled with the growth of the branches, the orgasm of blossoming and its fall which caresses the lowered eyelids, the ankle filled with insistent brushwood stretched out to the negative of the wind. I await, immobile, the coming of the vegetal growth, the nervous rustling of the laurel which insinuates itself under the arms, the cold perspirations of the ground which can be noticed day after day around the legs, the skin made pale by the beating rain, the head protected with the interweaving of an ivy with leaves veined like slices of liver, the slow insinuation of little herbs which use the nails as though they were greenhouses, the shoulders covered with soft moss which indicates north, the stretching of timbers and the bending of trunks under the chin which shoot out their leafy arrows towards the target of the sun, an economical harmony of necessary and unrepeatable gestures.